Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello, welcome to your Hollywood Crime Scene mini episode.
Hi.
Hi, Desi.
Well, our top story, this is what everyone online is talking about, at least on my timeline. I don't know about you. That is the Kate Middleton story, which really went off the rails in the past week. Like, I think even people who weren't interested are now kind of like, well, wait a minute, what's going on here? And that is because on British Mother's Day, which for some reason is in March. We don't know why they did that. Did you know this?
No, but they probably... Do you think... Who came up with Mother's Day first?
I have no idea, but for some reason it makes sense in May to me. Maybe that's just because it's always been in May for me.
Well, yeah.
But no, it is in March in the UK. And on Mother's Day in the UK, Kate Middleton... on her official Instagram account, posted a picture.
It was Twitter.
It was?
Yeah, it was Twitter.
Oh, she didn't do it on Instagram?
No, it was Twitter.
Are you sure it's not both?
I'm sure. You're right. She probably has an Instagram also. I thought it was like on the official Kate and William.
Oh, okay. Well, it doesn't really matter because she posted a picture somewhere. And very quickly, people started noticing some weird aspects to this photo. The first thing I remember seeing was the youngest son's hand. Kind of had that AI vibe. You know how AI doesn't know how to do hands?
Yeah.
So there was something, and it could have just been he was holding it weird. But then there were other things people posted. There was some clearly photoshopped edges of clothing on like the daughter's sweater. And then things got really online because people started saying this was actually the photo of her from Vogue a few, you know, I don't know if it was a year back or whatever, and superimposed that face on top of this new face. Then people were like, that's actually the outfit she wore when she visited this place back a year ago. They've clearly darkened the sweater, which someone had gone to like this Kate Middleton fashion blog that documents every one of her outfits,
yeah,
and found the exact outfit. Then they looked and saw that that sweater only came in white and cream.
Oh my God.
So it was like that level of internet that happens, which is like great for me because I'm like, I love when people do the work. Like,
yeah.
They do the work and I'm like, okay, I'm here for it. Show me your fucking theories. I want to see them all. So that was all crazy in and of itself. Then the world's largest news agency, AP, according to Page Six, this was obviously a story that's everywhere. The boss of the AP, or I guess the AFP, the France one, announced that the agency is reconsidering its relationship with Prince William and Kate Middleton after the couple released this clearly edited photo of the Princess of Wales and their children, and it was pulled from circulation. So this just lit people on fire online when this happened.
This photo is still on the official Kensington Palace Twitter account.
Yeah, and...
I was confused by this. So it was the news agencies that were saying we're not printing this photo anymore because we're not sure.
Because it's clearly edited. Well, I think in there they like flat out said it's edited.
Wow.
So that doesn't mean necessarily it's edited to the extent that people were speculating, but I guess they must have some rules about what is and isn't acceptable. And
yeah,
this clearly went past those boundaries that they've set as a news organization. I think it's like one of those things maybe where it's like, you can edit your photos to the fucking hilt on your site. Like
your personal photos.
Your personal photos. Everyone does it. So then things got really weird because Kate, she like put out a statement. I can't remember if it was like the next day, I think. Basically saying that she got a little carried away as an amateur photographer editing these photos before she posted them.
No, these are all written statements.
Yes.
These
are
not,
a video.
This is not a video of her talking.
She wasn't holding a newspaper like a kidnapped hostage victim. So that was also a field day that people had, because it's pretty hilarious to think that the Princess of Wales is like dabbling in Adobe Photoshop software. And people were like laughing. They're like, I find it hard to believe that she has the Adobe Suite subscription. She's just like in her castle fucking around.
Right.
Like, come on. Yeah. At the most, what she's going to do is put filters on and crop and maybe contrast, heighten the contrast. Like, she's not Photoshopping things.
Yeah.
Give me a break. And then, I mean, people, that's pretty much the end of that aspect to the story. I haven't seen much new about that. But since then, there's also been breaking news about this woman, the Marquise of Shamalama something.
No, she's the Marchioness.
I know I'm saying it wrong, Rachel. I was joking.
Well, what's her name?
Her name is Rose Hanley.
Okay.
And it's actually pronounced the Marchioness of Cholmondeley, even though it looks way no crazier. Way. That's how you say it, Cholmondeley.
No way.
Yes. And it's written like Shamala Dalalina. Like, it has like 100 syllables, but it's pronounced Cholmondeley.
I've been trying to figure out how to say this name for like the past 3 days.
I only realized it today because I was reading an article and they said literally were like pronounced Cholmondeley. And I was like, well, I never would have guessed that one.
Like, yeah.
Because like I said, it literally has 6 syllables. It looks like it does. So she's like a longtime friend. She's got serious
of who?
Of both of them.
And so she has been in the news.
She was in the news. I think she's always been sort of percolating around as this possible mistress of William.
So even before this?
Yes. I think that her and Kate supposedly may have had a falling out. I mean, all of this stuff is speculation. She's married to a much older man who I was reading this article about. He's like in his 60s.
And this is like his beard, allegedly.
Yes, because he supposedly, he lives in France. They don't even live together.
But they're married.
They're married. She's like 39 and he's like in his 60s.
Yeah.
He supposedly... I didn't get too deep into this, but this seemed really interesting to me. The person he's supposedly with as a romantic partner, this man, was the one who scammed the L'Oreal heiress.
What?
Did you see that article?
No.
He's connected to the guy who scammed the L'Oreal heiress.
Oh, I don't even know. Who scammed the L'Oreal? Am I supposed to know that?
This was a big story, yeah.
I don't even know this.
She's really old, and she got scammed by some photographer or something out of all of her, like, millions of dollars. I don't know all the details, but it's just another weird connection to this story. And it kind of dropped yesterday. It was, like, one of those threads where people were like, and did you know about this? It was like all, and people were like, oh shit, like I went down this wormhole and found this. Like,
yeah.
It was one of those kind of things. It's kind of my favorite Twitter type of story because it's like everyday new stuff is happening and I don't even care if anything's true. Everything is community noted to death.
Right.
And I'm still like, who gives a shit? Like, yeah. give me the reaches. Because once she comes forward and everything's fine, we won't have this anymore.
Because
this is the only time we can have this.
Because somebody pointed out, they were like, yeah, the royal family or whoever, their official Twitter account made a statement in January that said she was going in for like a routine, or I don't know if it's considered routine. They said something like it was like a abdominal surgery. It's not a big deal, but she's not going to make any appearances until Easter. And it's not Easter yet.
Right. This was supposedly a pre-planned, like it wasn't an emergency surgery. It was something that was scheduled.
That's what I meant to say. Scheduled surgery.
A scheduled surgery in January. But the whole thing is very weird. And whatever you think is the case, they're not handling it really well at all. Do you know what I mean? Like, in my opinion, it's kind of bizarre.
I saw, do you want to hear like a theory?
Absolutely.
I mean, it's not insane. It's like it's like the Occam's razor theory.
Right.
Kind of. I saw this presented by the bloggers Tom and Lorenzo.
I saw this.
And honestly, this makes a lot of sense to me. They were like, it's not, you know, she's probably recovering from surgery and she's on a lot of steroids and she thinks she looks like shit. Like, yeah, like none of us in that situation would want to be photographed. She doesn't want to be photographed until she's completely like back to normal.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely possible. Or William is a family annihilator.
Oh, no, I'm just kidding. Sorry. Andy's having an affair with this Marchioness.
Yes. No, it's definitely interesting. There's so much history with that family. I think that, you know, all of the stuff with Diana is really feeding into what's happening now, and as well as Meghan and Harry. Because I could buy like Occam's razor, like not as dramatic as most of the theories I'm hearing, but I could also buy she doesn't want to play the game if he is having this affair. And she's kind of, they're like, we can't put her out until she's going to fall in line. Like,
right.
That could also be not that out of the realm of possibility. Like, she's sick of this shit if he's fucking around.
Yeah.
And maybe humiliating her.
Right.
And it's like, they won't let her out if she's going to be acting up, right? Or maybe she's just refusing until he stops.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, that could be true too. It's not super dramatic, but it's a little more juicy.
Did you see the newspaper that was like, of course, it was some British newspaper. They were like, well, you know, Kate's probably just distraught over William, over Harry and Meghan. Like, they were blaming Harry and Meghan for
this. I did see that. It's just like, yeah, like, I don't get the hate of Meghan. I mean, I know it's like probably a lot of racism going on.
Yeah.
But when I see these accounts, I'm like, these all seem like bot accounts to me.
It's crazy.
Because they're just like popping in and they're like, this is this Meghan, this evil demon. It's just like, you cannot like someone, but to go that far is, it's like, what's going on here?
No, it never, obviously there's, it's like, yeah, like it's race. Like people are very racist to this woman. But it is like their justifications, the justifications I've seen are just like insane and make no sense. They're like, she disrespected the crown. I'm like, first of all, why do you fucking care? Who gives a shit?
I actually started watching The Crown because that's how seriously I'm taking
well,
this.
Well, I'm sure The Crown has seen a skyrocket in viewership on Netflix.
So I'm kind of on the first season, which people have told me is kind of like, you got to just push through it because it's a lot of history, but you kind of need the foundation. And I just finished the season finale. And I have to say, there is this stuff with the royal family, this sort of like duty driven stuff. And they truly believe this is a position given to them by God. Like this is almost a holy appointment. And that's why they take it so seriously. I still think it's stupid, but seeing it on the show, it's so infuriating for me to watch because it's just so not my thing. And I'm like, who gives a shit what the fucking constitution of the royal family says?
Yeah.
Like in this thing, Elizabeth won't let her sister get married.
Why?
Because the guy was divorced and it's like against the Church of England, which she's the head of. So she couldn't do it. And it's just so enraging to watch their lives be controlled to that level.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is why they're all sick freaks.
Yeah.
Because their lives are controlled to such a level. It's like, it's not even just their family that is controlling them. It is the constitution of the state, like the country. It is the parliament. They have a say in what happens. The Church of England has a say. They're all like fucking voting on this woman's marriage. Like, I don't know if it's still that way, but maybe people have just fallen in line. But it was like disturbing to me. And I'm really fascinated by The Firm.
What's The Firm?
The Firm is the name given to the people who kind of run things behind the scenes of the royal family. I was like, that is some Scientology fucking shit. Like, I was like, I need a movie on The Firm.
Yeah.
Because I'm obsessed with this secret agency.
Yeah.
Like, I need to know everything. So if you're in our Discord group and you're from the UK, give us things we don't know.
Yeah.
I'm curious to hear more because that kind of stuff, it's like the back the backside of the stuff, like the things going on behind the scenes that really interest me.
Yeah.
I don't think Kate is in, I hope she's okay. I don't think she's dead, or like, I don't truly believe that, but I can see that it's a fucked up situation she's gotten herself into. Like, but she kind of probably knew what she was doing, right?
Yeah. I mean, I look, that life is not for me. It does not sound fun.
No. And it's one thing to think, you know, what you're getting into, and then when you finally realize it, I think it's another thing, especially for these people who weren't raised in that.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, right. I have a question. What year or era does the first season of The Crown start?
It starts in like the '50s. So she becomes queen in like 52, I think. So it's like right before her father dies. Now, I will say the thing I do love in the first season is, what's his name? The Duke and Duchess of Windsor, the originals.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Well, that's the guy who gave up the crown to marry the divorcee. And they became huge socialites in America.
I just don't know.
You don't know who Wallace Simpson is?
Oh, yeah, that's them. Okay. Wallace Simpson married the Duke.
Well, he was king. He abdicated his throne to marry her.
Then he became a duke?
I guess they gave him some title. But then they were kind of banned from
this
England.
This shit's so fucking confusing to me, Desi. Like, I honestly... Okay.
That's the only story I basically knew from back then, because she became this figure in America.
I know Wallace Simpson. I know of her. I'm just saying, in general, like, royal family matters, I've never... been really into, so
I haven't either.
It's just confusing to me.
But anyway, that is very interesting in season one of The Crown. I'll get more into it when we talk about what we watched. The other big, are you done with the Kate Middleton? Was there anything else?
Oh, I have nothing. That was great.
We'll keep following it, obviously.
Yeah.
But the other big story that I wanted to talk about, and it's sort of relevant to us in particular, because we did recap the movie Sliver on our Patreon when we were doing erotic thrillers for a bit. And this is kind of a crazy story. Sharon Stone recently, I think if you know anything about the movie, you know that these two did not get along, Billy Baldwin and Sharon Stone, the two stars of Sliver. It's kind of a famous backstage feud, right? Like, they fucking hated each other. You watch the movie and you try to kind of see... see what's going on.
Because they fuck a lot in this movie.
Yeah, so to hate the person you have to literally pretend to be fucking day in and day out has got to be a difficult task.
Yeah.
Right? So so Sharon Stone recently came out in an interview. For a long time, she had been talking about a producer on the movie who had been telling her she should just fuck Billy Baldwin off screen to kind of get the... to kind of like get in line with him, basically, like do it for the movie.
Gross.
Like learn how to want to fuck him. So she recently revealed that that producer was Robert Evans, very famous.
Of course.
Obviously.
Of course it was Robert Evans.
I know. I was like, I didn't even know that that was something that was like not known. Because I figured you can just look and see who the producers are. I guess every movie sometimes has like multiple.
Wait, so she had said this before, that a producer had asked her to fuck him?
She said it kind of like, yeah, she never said who it was, basically. Yeah. But she kind of was, it's something she would often say. And I guess when talking about that movie, and she finally just revealed who it was. Now, things got interesting, though, because Billy Baldwin heard that she had finally revealed this, and he took it to Twitter.
Uh-oh.
So... I like this article on Page Six. They're like, the Biodome actor.
That's so mean.
Is he in Biodome? I thought that was Steven.
Okay, I always get him and Steven confused because they do look like exactly the same to me. And I'm always confused about which one is Hailey Bieber's dad.
Steven is Bieber's dad.
So he's the really religious one.
Yes, and that's how I remember it, because Bieber and Hailey and Justin are kind of like Christian-y.
They're very Christian-y.
Okay, hold on a second. Okay, wait. Steven is the one in Biodome, so that is an even bigger insult.
Oh, so he's
not, Billy is not in Biodome.
So this, who wrote this article?
Page Six.
So Page Six was like extra dunking.
That is a huge dunk, because if anything, Billy was a bigger star than Steven, right?
Yeah, that's why Steven did fucking Biodome.
With Pauly. He's with like Pauly second Shore. Bill to Pauly Shore.
Yeah.
That is crazy. It kind of stood out to me. I was like, oh, maybe he was also in it as a small part.
No, it was Pauly Shore and Steven.
Okay, that's even crazier. So Page Six, actually, they have all these paparazzi photos of Billy, who I have to say, I was like, he looks like Alec now. Look at him.
Whoa.
He doesn't look great.
He
was like the cute one, right? I mean, kind of, if you had to pick.
I was never into the bald ones. I never got them.
I wasn't into him, but Billy, I thought, was the cutest one if I had to pick.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, if you had to pick.
I just can't picture him right now without looking.
That looks like Alec, though.
I know. I just don't even remember what he looks like in Sliver.
He kind of had that floppy boy hair.
Who's the one who, like, his face looks like this? Like,
they kind of all look like that. I feel like if I say age, they all turn into
but
Alec.
Do you know what I mean? They're all kind of like this. Like,
yeah. I feel like Billy, well, first of all, he married Chyna Phillips, right? So he kind of, she's cute.
Yeah.
Okay. You're right. He's doing that little pursy lip thing.
That face. You know, that Baldwin
all are
face.
Kind of like, why do they all look like this? See, yeah. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes. Okay. You're right. He is the cutest.
He's kind of the cutest he's one the cutest. To me.
I'm still not into it, but he's the
no,
cutest.
No. But he definitely looks like Alec now. I mean, I guess Alec was fine too. I mean, Steven was never good.
It's just not for me. It's not for me.
It's not for me, but I'm just trying to rank the Baldwins.
Yeah.
Okay. So Page Six got these paparazzi shots of him and Chyna Phillips having a heated argument.
Recently.
And they're like, this is like the thing. They're probably just talking about something for their kids' school.
Yeah.
But they're like, look at these two fighting.
They always do that yeah. shit.
So anyway, I have exactly what Sharon Stone said. She said that Robert Evans is running around his office in sunglasses explaining to me that he slept with Ava Gardner and I should sleep with Billy Baldwin because if I slept with Billy Baldwin, Billy Baldwin's performance would get better. And we needed Billy to get better in the movie because that was the problem.
Oh, my God.
She said this on the Louis Theroux podcast. Now, she did mention this, I said, earlier in her 2021 memoir, The Beauty of Living Twice, but never mentioned the names of Evans or Baldwin. So she just acted like it was a movie she was doing and not specifically about Sliver. I also love that Evans had to drop that he slept with Ava Gardner. In
yeah,
this conversation.
Of course he did.
It's like no one asked. So obviously Billy had to take to Twitter to blast her because she revealed this piece of information. He tweeted, "Not sure why Sharon Stone keeps talking about me all of these years later. Does she still have a crush on me or is she still hurt after all these years because I shunned her advances?"
Come on.
No one shunned her advances at that period of her life.
Yeah, she come on.
She was hot. But also, like, just say nothing. Be classy.
Be
like,
this classy is about it.
So he further goes on. He said that he had so much dirt on her, it would make her head spin. It's like, release the dirt. Let's hear it.
What a dork.
Oh, my God. And he said he allegedly begged Evans to give him creative control over the sex scene so he wouldn't have to kiss her. He says, "I wonder if I should write a book and tell the many, many disturbing, kinky, and unprofessional tales about Sharon. That might be fun." That is very Trump-coded.
Yeah. That might be fun.
Yeah, just
that
like,
part, that
I
part.
Wonder if I should write a book, maybe.
Could be.
These disturbing, kinky, and unprofessional. It's like, not me. So she has not publicly responded, and she did appear at this past weekend's GLAAD Awards and didn't say anything because she's actually classy.
Because she's got places to be.
She still has a career.
Yeah.
Kind of going. And he, I don't think, works too much. But he is outside at the Jack A Cafe or whatever it's called, fighting with Chyna.
What's the Jack A Cafe? The Jack A Cafe.
It was like some kind of like thing I never heard. It's, you know when you...
Is it
like,
in New York? Or
no, it's in L.A. I was like, where the... It's like you know, when the reality shows go to places in LA,
you've never fucking heard of.
Where the hell is this place?
Like, no, there are always places where the food's not good.
Well, it's just like, I've never heard of them. And it's just some random restaurant on Sunset Boulevard that's probably been there for 10 years.
Yeah.
That you've just never even gone into. I can't, I'm trying to find the name of the cafe. It was just funny that they mentioned it as if it was famous.
The Jack A Cafe.
It's not owned by Jack A.
I know. I was like,
I can't remember
about that.
It was somewhere. Okay. Last story. This one I thought was kind of interesting because it's about those groups where women share dating misconduct on social media. So there's a lot of Facebook groups where it's women saying, hey, is this anyone's boyfriend?
Or
have you guys dated this guy?
Right. And then someone's like, that's my husband.
Yeah. So a group of women in one of those Facebook groups in Chicago are being sued for defamation.
Oh, shit.
By a man named Stuart Lucas Murray. He's suing 12 of the women in this group, Are We Dating the Same Guy, on Facebook. This is a Chicago-based version of this group. I think they're almost in every big city. And he's saying they invaded his privacy after posting about him in this Facebook group. So in 2021, a woman named Olivia Berger went on a date with him. She says she didn't give the encounter much thought until she stumbled upon a post in this Facebook group, which included pictures of him, asking members to share if they had had any encounters with him. According to CBS News, she said, I wanted to emphasize that I had never had a date like this ever. Prior to her interaction with this guy, another woman came across him on a dating application, and she contributed to the discussion, saying she had concern over his continued presence on dating platforms after experiencing what she described as harassment. She shared disturbing messages that he had sent her, where he called her a moron, and he wrote to her, it's fun watching you burn.
Oh my God.
She responded saying, stay away from him, guys, like women, like, don't go out with him. He's like, not great. So I guess he found out somehow and he decided to sue these women. I don't know that this case is going to go anywhere because according to a lawyer they spoke to in this interview or this article, he's like, the best way to avoid being sued for what you say on the internet is to make sure that things are true.
Right.
So if you're talking shit about a guy, but they had messages to back it up.
Right.
I don't see.
So how is that defamation if they have receipts?
I guess anyone can sue, but it's not going to go anywhere, but you still might have to end up paying for things. This guy seems like a real loser. Now, some of the allegations he claims do seem a little more defamatory, including one speculated that he was involved in his ex-wife's
murder.
He claims that some of them said that he was involved in his ex-wife's murder.
Okay, well, that's...
They deny saying that, so he would have to have proof that they said it. But I could see women jokingly say, like, he's a real creep. I wouldn't be surprised. Like, just like, do you
right,
know what I
fucked
mean?
Up
like,
things.
Like, say, like, we all would maybe joke like that privately.
Privately.
And not seriously mean it.
Yeah.
And I don't know that he has proof because they deny that they said it. But it definitely is an interesting. Oh, he also claims that these women are the actual liars because they catfished him using highly filtered enhanced photos on their date. I mean, this guy seems like a dick, to be real. Like, and he's like, they're not successful in dating for obvious reasons. He kind of like, I have to say, wait, where's that picture I saw of him? He's not that bad looking. I can't find the picture right now. He's kind of like an attractive guy. You could see like a lot of women being interested in him because he's not like... He's just like kind of a cute guy. Like,
yeah.
It's not like trying too hard or anything like that. But he's, oh, here he is. I mean, he's like older, but you can see like a lot of women would find like someone like this appealing.
Yeah.
But he definitely kind of seems like an asshole. I'd be curious to what happens though, because these groups are so popular.
They're so popular.
And beyond that, like someone online posted the other day, like, I guess this is in the world of Comic-Con and cosplay, which I'm not really involved in at all. But she posted one of those Google Docs with, it was like the Media Men list.
Right.
Where I could just click in and see names of people I didn't even know.
Oh my God.
I mean, of course I clicked immediately, even though I don't know anybody.
But was it for cosplayers?
Yes.
Wait, there's like a whole trashy cosplayer men?
Yeah.
Like bad men in cosplay?
Yes. It was like 10 names were in it. Like, I don't know. It was one of those things I open and then it like I closed it because it was like too blown out.
It's like, then, watch out for the guy who plays Aladdin. Gudge comes to Comic-Con dressed as Aladdin. He's a real shithead.
And Sonic.
Watch out for Sonic.
Sometimes he's dressed as Sonic. Sometimes he's dressed as Shaggy Doo or whatever. So yeah, I'm kind of curious to see what happens with this case. Because I definitely can see how things can get out of control in those groups.
Right.
But at the same time, I like that women have this resource to bust these guys.
Yeah, there's definitely pros and cons to...
stick to the facts.
Just stick to the facts. You know, you want to think that... like, you want to believe, like, women should have a space to commune with each other and protect each other from harm.
Right, harmful. And it's not a place to drop your personal vendettas against someone who maybe it just didn't work out.
Right.
And you're mad.
Right.
I'm not saying that's the case with these women. I think
one would hope that these groups would be used purely to be like, hey, I went on a date with this guy and he assaulted me.
Or
watch
even,
out.
Yeah. Or even that he's just married.
Or he's married.
Like, whatever. Like,
yeah.
And, you know,
watch out for him on the apps. He has a wife.
Look, the guys on the apps, it's not a great bunch of guys. I've just seen too many horror stories now.
Yeah.
Not even just like crimes or anything.
Well,
just like bad treatment.
That's the problem. We never hear about the good guys on the apps. We only hear about the bad guys on the apps.
Right. So, well, get your stories out there, guys.
Yeah, get your feel-good app stories. I'm sure we have listeners who got married. There has to be some listeners who got married from a Tinder match, right?
I bet you there's more matches from like an OkCupid type deal.
Yeah, maybe Tinder is too hookup-y.
I think certain apps are maybe too hookup-y, and maybe that's part of the problem when you're going on Tinder. If you're looking for a relationship, maybe it's not the best place. I don't know.
Well, the girls on Tinder I met weren't that great either.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. I'm a fan of meeting people in real life.
Yeah.
Personally.
And I only did Tinder for like a month, years and years and years and years ago.
Yeah, it's not for me.
It was not for me. I felt I couldn't do it.
No.
It wasn't for me.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But God bless. Okay, those are our stories. We'll be back after the break.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Desi, I want to give a recommendation of a podcast I've been loving.
Ooh.
It's a new podcast. It's called Keenan and Lakin Give You Deja Vu. And it is a step-by-step recap show.
Oh.
Hosted by Stacey Keenan and Christine Lakin. You may know them as Dana Foster and Al Lambert, respectively.
Yeah.
As you know, if you've been listening to the show for a long time, you know Step by Step was one of my favorite sitcoms as a kid. I've seen every single episode, probably multiple times. I watch it anytime there was a rerun.
Yeah.
Sat my ass down on a Friday night for TGIF. Love the Fosters and the Lambert family.
A classic divorced coming together.
Frank and Carol,
yeah.
Patrick Duffy, Suzanne Summers, what more could you ask for?
No.
So I've been loving the recaps. Stephen Ray Morris, he's the producer. He's producing the show. Anyway, I've been enjoying it. I really like that they talk about the fashion, what everyone's wearing in each episode, because there were some looks.
Oh, nice.
There were some looks on that show.
Right, because each character had their own personality trait that translated into their fashion.
Yes, exactly.
That's what's great about blended family comedies. Do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, because
they have to fill in all the different archetypes.
Yeah, because Al was the tomboy.
Yes.
And Karen was the like fashion girly.
Yes.
Dana was very studious.
The studious one.
She was studious and snarky.
She always gets that glow up episode.
when she cuts her hair and dyes it platinum
and takes the glasses off and gets contacts.
She never had glasses. She never had glasses.
I'm just talking about the archetype.
But like, I do remember when she cut her hair off and dyed it platinum, and I was like, oh, I was obsessed with that.
Right.
With that hair. Anyway, so it's really fun. This is my first time listening to a recap show with the stars of the show. I know there's like several of those.
I listened to the one with Michael Imperioli recapping Sopranos and Bobby Baklava, whatever his name was.
Bobby Baklava, the Greek soprano.
Bobby Bacala? Bacala? Was it just Bacala? I feel like I'm not saying it correctly. The train guy.
Yeah, I know. Bobby Bacala. No, I do like hearing the little behind the scenes tidbits.
I guess I can see how it might not be that good, but sometimes it is. I like hearing the behind the scenes stuff. So I probably would like a lot of the actual cast members doing it.
Yeah, I've been meaning to check out Pod Meets World forever, because that was another sitcom I watched
right.
a lot of.
Recap shows are hot right now.
I love a recap show. We do our own recaps.
Yeah.
On Patreon.
We have a few going.
We just finished the two seasons, the only two seasons of the Ashley Simpson show.
Yeah.
And we are now moving on to Rock of Love and American Idol season 5. We're going to do them at the same time.
That's how much content we love giving you.
We love giving content. And
no, I mean, I feel like American Idol is like, we needed it.
We're doing that in addition. So as if we haven't piled enough on our plates,
and
that's not even including our Law and Order recaps that we do on the $10 tier.
Yeah. No, there's a lot. I'm excited because I haven't watched Rock of Love. I haven't watched either of those things in a while.
I haven't watched Rock of Love, period.
No, people have been asking for it. So they're going to be excited, I think. Anyway, if you want to check that out, we actually do have a, you can check out our Patreon for a free week trial.
Yeah.
So you should do that. Why not? What do you have to lose? Nothing.
Just set your reminder and be like, oh, week's up.
Yeah, that's what I do. Or I pay for it for 6 months.
That's
realizing.
What I do.
Sometimes I remember.
Look, I have several subscriptions I signed up for a week trial.
I mean, luckily with Patreon, they do give you reminders. So.
Oh, they do?
I think so. Or they let you know you've paid. So you only maybe will do it one extra month.
Mm.
But I mean, we have like hundreds and hundreds of episodes. So if you accidentally have an extra month, it'll be good for you.
Yeah, there's a lot to catch up on.
So that's great. I feel like I had a podcast as well, but I can't think of it right now. So let's go into TV.
We need to talk about the Love is Blind reunion, since we're not doing a recap with Kara about this.
Yeah,
so we're not going to do a full fucking long ass thing. We just need a little corner to wrap this season up.
Yes. Why don't we start with like, our complaints.
Okay. Let's start with our complaints for an otherwise flawless season.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I was excited for the reunion. So it probably was my own expectations that it was a little bit of a letdown in some regard.
They had me in the first half. They lost me in the second half. Here are my complaints. I do not like that they seem to pick and choose who they go after and who they don't, or who they grill and who they don't. I know this is like not just a Love is Blind specific complaint. It happens on reunions all the time. It just happened on the 90 Day Fiance tell all, where it's like, well, wait a minute, we need to dig into that. And they don't dig into it specifically. We hardly heard from Chelsea at all in this reunion. And that's my number one complaint.
Me too.
And she was like the most talked about character of this season. And there were so many questions that were just left unanswered. It's like, of course they were going to ask her about her comparing herself to Megan Fox. Honestly, that's been talked to death. She's made a ton of fucking Instagram, but we don't care. That's like the least of our fucking issues.
Also, it didn't end up being an issue beyond that time she said it and when he saw her, and even he seemed to drop it. Do you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't an ongoing thing that she kind of said that.
Right.
So I don't give a shit anymore when so many other things happened that trumped it. Like,
yeah, there were so many other things that we all wanted to hear about and have our questions answered. And I feel like I don't give a shit. No offense to Giannina. I'm sure she's a lovely person, but I'm sorry. I don't give a shit about her boyfriend because they had the other cast. They had cast members from former seasons as sort of like the Greek chorus.
Here's what I want to see from those former. I'm happy to see them in the audience.
Yeah.
I don't really want to hear from them, to be honest. As much as we did.
No, we heard. I don't care.
It's fine for me to be like, oh, Chelsea and Kwame are still together, but I don't need to talk to them. If they read the questions, fine. But I feel like we went too far into whoever Giannina, I don't even know. I didn't watch the season she was on, I guess.
It was like the first season.
That was the first season?
I think so.
Okay. So I don't even know who she is. And she had a huge segment.
Right.
And I don't know how, I only feel like we talked about this, they must have feared something bad happening or a lawsuit because it is inexcusable that Chelsea didn't have the biggest segment.
Right.
She should have had the biggest segment.
That's what I thought because the first half of the reunion was very dramatic and we'll talk about that in a second. So I was expecting, oh, the back half is going to be all about Chelsea. Some Redditors had speculated that maybe production decided not to grill Chelsea because this is all speculation. They were afraid that she was too mentally unstable and it might cause some kind of a meltdown situation.
Well, but they took it one step further though, because they had Micah from season
four,
defend her kind of.
Yes.
Which I thought was like over the top.
Well, and Micah was like a hated cast member as well.
No, she's a dumbass. And like, I was just kind of like, I don't need this. Like, don't gaslight me. Yeah. I saw what happened.
We all saw
There's
what
no
happened.
Excuse for what she did. I get that I don't like people who are like, we're here to reveal it all. It's like, no, you don't have to reveal it all. I'm sorry. Like if she wanted to talk about her feelings about a certain thing, she could have done it in a way that still protected that secret.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I don't give a shit. Like at some point you do the right thing, even if you have agreed to reveal your life to everyone.
Yeah.
I don't know. So hugely disappointed. This should have been the Zeynep Cole segment that we got
right
back then. And I think like you, I enjoyed the first half cause I thought that was going to be the huge payoff in right. the second half and it right. never happened.
It never happened. I felt like, I had blue balls at the end of it.
I'm betrayed. I feel betrayed.
I feel betrayed too. I don't know. And people did people made the point on Reddit. They were like, look, she's been roasted and toasted for the past month on social media. So like maybe production was like that, you know, people made some points. Some of them I agree with, some of them I disagree with. Then there was of course the mental health stuff, which I said is just purely internet theories and speculation and maybe armchair diagnosing as well. So I'm just saying what I saw out there were theories.
I also feel though, like let's take it from her perspective. Why didn't she want to defend herself?
Well, she did say Desi, she did say she was really proud of herself.
I don't like when people say they're proud of themselves in these situations. Like,
it was a bizarre statement that she made because I think the one kind of time they did ask her a question, she just answered it with, well, it was the Megan Fox thing. They were like, what were you thinking? And she's like, well, I'm really proud of myself and how I've been able to laugh it off on social media and make funny videos about it.
Oh, now that I think about it, I am reminded of it. At some point, she does talk about how that fight was awful, but in my opinion, it was him too.
That's what she said.
Well, no, I don't think she exactly said it. She's like, it was just awful, awful. But I feel like she was talking about everyone in that situation.
It was a blanket. Awful. It was a blanket statement.
Yeah, it wasn't like my behavior is indefensible.
Right.
Which is honestly what I think she needed to do. She needed to go in there and take accountability and stop defending herself in that fight.
Right.
And just for once not be like, well, he was also this.
Right.
Or I was hurt. It's like, we all get hurt.
Yeah.
We can't walk around like a wounded animal striking out at everyone because we're hurt.
Right.
Like, we got to deal with it.
Right.
Like, so it's just like, it's just not an excuse for me. I'm sorry. It's an explanation maybe, but like, yeah, great. We're all hurt.
Yeah.
We're all fucking hurt. None of us are free.
No. And that was just kind of it. The only thing the hosts asked the other cast, like the girls, they were like, were you all shocked to see Chelsea behind closed doors, like her behavior? And AD gave the most like diplomatic answer that was, she was like, yes, it was very shocking to see her behavior.
Yeah.
Without her, you know, throwing her under the bus or without her, like, because everyone was kind of walking on eggshells, I felt.
Masha. Her behavior was too dramatic for no one to comment on it. And the fact that everyone was being diplomatic seems like it was something they were instructed to do.
Yes.
Because it's not normal that one person wasn't like, yeah, I would have been, I don't know how Jimmy stayed that. Like, not one guy was like, I would have walked out the second that happened.
The guys were like mostly silent.
Except for Clay.
Except for Clay. I was happy to hear that Clay has been, dealing with his emotional stuff.
I have to say, I feel like I saw a lot of people dragging Clay, but I felt for him. And
yeah,
I'm not saying AD should get back together with him, but I think what he said was sincere.
Yeah, I believed him. I did.
And maybe I'm an AD type.
Right.
So I'm not saying I'm not a sucker. I probably am.
I was fine with his statement that he made, and he seems like he wants to do better. I don't, like I said in our recap with Kara, I don't think Clay's a bad guy. I think he has some issues he needs to work out.
Yeah.
And I think he said some out of pocket things during the season.
Were you shocked that AD went out with Matthew?
I was.
That was crazy.
That was shocking to me.
It seemed a little pointed. I think she kind of did it at Clay. Yeah. Mm. I feel like maybe a little.
That's interesting.
I don't even mind.
Yeah, I can't even hate her for that because she got left at the altar and whatever. Right. I don't know what's going through her head right now.
I don't either.
Let's talk about the first half before we end this segment. Jeremy.
Jeremy.
I did not come up with Jeremy. That was Reality Gaze who came up with that, by the way.
Okay. I
said that once, but I just wanted to reiterate.
Yeah. I mean, no one knows how to say it. I'm sure it's Jeremy. Spelled, but I've heard a few different pronunciations. It's like mockingly.
Right. It's spelled Jeremy.
It's
with an A.
Yeah. What is the
spelling? Jeremy.
Jeremy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, so he was in the hot seat first with Sarah Ann,
right?
Who he speculative. He was believed to have cheated on Laura during this experiment,
right?
And they both deny that anything physical happened. But even if anything physical didn't happen, your behavior was fucking weird, dude.
I feel like I buy that nothing physical happened because they probably made a point of doing that.
And thinking that it was okay.
Yes.
Their behavior was acceptable.
They use it too much for me to think it's a lie. I think they think it made them look good.
Yeah.
But I agree. They were emotionally having an affair or whatever, cheating.
It was emotional. Yeah. They probably said like, oh, I want to fuck you. Like, I would buy that one of them during that conversation said, like, I would love to kiss. I wish I could kiss you right now.
Yes. I don't doubt that. But there's something about it that I'm like, yeah, they were probably like, now we can deny it with, you know, we're good people.
Nothing happened.
Yeah.
Nothing happened. So Jeremy got destroyed. It was really wild to watch.
Now, that was interesting because they let everyone destroy Jeremy.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, no one was concerned for his mental health.
No. That's why it seemed super pointed about Chelsea. Like, there had to have been, maybe she said something, maybe someone else said something. Maybe there was obviously some discussion with production that went down because Jeremy got flayed.
I also feel like I wonder if Jimmy said something, like, for my own safety.
Jesus. I believe
that. Do you know what I mean?
I believe that.
Because she's not going to want him to look like the good guy.
Yeah.
It might not. I'm not saying she's going to kill him. I'm just saying she might go off on him more or something outside of the show. Whatever.
Yeah.
Because he was also pretty awfully silent about it.
Yeah, he was. Jamie looked kind of scared during.
And he kept like touching her knee.
Yeah.
Did you notice
that? Yeah, he did look kind of shook during.
But Jerami got none of that.
And Sarah Ann, it was like Maury. The first half of the reunion was like Maury because people in the audience, it wasn't just the former cast members. They have like a whole studio audience. They're like, ooh.
Yeah.
Like making Maury audience noises.
Yeah.
And Sarah Ann was like, you know, I'm a girl's girl. I'm a girl's girl. And everyone's like, you are not a girl's girl. Because they had Laura on Zoom.
Laura's like in from Barcelona.
She's in Barcelona. And she's like put herself in a ball gown just for the Zoom.
She served cunt. I love it.
She did. I have to give her that. I was happy for her to, I was happy for her that she got to witness this guy get destroyed by a live studio audience.
You know, she was like, I will get hair and makeup and be on Zoom at 3 a.m. my time.
Yeah.
Just to attend. She was like, not going to miss this for anything.
100%.
I love it.
I don't even remember exactly what was said to Jerami, but I just remember it was wild and he was like desperately trying to defend himself and no one, not even Nick and Vanessa, no one was letting him defend himself.
I think he very clearly had his tricky language type lawyer speak for why it wasn't bad, right? We didn't do anything. Technically it was her who got, do you know what I mean? She didn't text me those 3 days. Like he had his reasons, like that he thought sort of absolved him, but I don't think it really did at all. And she also failed.
Sarah Ann?
Yeah, because she had done these, I guess, TikToks that people were like, that's his apartment or whatever, Instagram reels. And she was acting like it wasn't intentional.
Yeah. And then she had done like the Nick and Vanessa really took umbrage with a TikTok she posted where she was like, it's entertainment.
Oh, yeah.
What do you want? And they're like, this is not entertainment. This is a serious experiment.
That was really funny to me because I was like, she's absolutely right.
She is right.
Like, come on. Like, that was when they took that so seriously. I was just, it's always funny on these reality shows where they take the premise of the show very seriously.
Right.
And it's like, we're not watching it for people to find love necessarily.
This is a modern blood sport.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, it's like, yeah, it happens. People have gotten married and fallen in love. But like,
yeah.
I don't know many people who are watching it just for that angle.
No, I'm not.
No, so it's like always funny when that they were so upset about that.
And I love how Nick was like, I mean, look at all these couples here. Look at these couples we have in our studio audience that made it. So this really proves like they really believe in this experiment.
They believe in the experiment. And I have to say, I was like, that is a lot of couples, actually.
He got me there, Desi. He got me there. When I was looking at like Chelsea and Kwame still together, they seem happy because I've heard like, oh, they got such a bad edit. Because I remember that season people were like, Kwame's not into Chelsea at all. He's dragging his feet.
Yeah.
She's way more into him. But they've both spoken on that and been like, we got a really bad edit, like a weird edit.
You know what's also interesting about the people there? We didn't hear a peep out of Colleen and Matthew, and they just sat there looking kind of psycho still.
Well, Colleen was never the problem.
No, Matthew, I mean.
Matthew, yeah. Who Reality Gays referred to as Yosemite Sam.
Yes.
He was out of control that season and scary.
Because he was the Chelsea.
He was the Chelsea.
He was the Chelsea that year.
He was.
And he looked on edge.
He did look on edge, and I'm still not convinced that this is a happy. I'm just like
we're allowed
saying what I'm seeing.
Well, it's weird that they didn't speak once.
She spoke a
she
little
did?
Bit. Yeah, she did. She talked about being a dancer, and then he was like, "I'm so proud of her. I'm so proud of her."
I must have missed it.
It was short. So then let's just talk. Last thing, let's talk about Trevor.
Okay, that was wild. So that was interesting.
That was interesting and hard to watch.
It was really uncomfortable because it's like,
What about that guy's mental health?
I don't like him necessarily, But I felt for him in that moment. He got busted in such a major lie that he couldn't, he didn't have an excuse for it because
you
none
can't.
Exists.
You can't make any excuse
and
for that.
And all he had to do was own up to it. And it was so massive and embarrassing. He couldn't.
Yeah.
Like, I felt for him, but he did put himself in that situation. So it's really hard. But yeah, it's like, I feel like I haven't felt that way since I was like a kid. And you get busted with like broken dishes everywhere or something, or trying to get into the cookie jar or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you can't lie, so you just say nothing.
Right.
It's like one of those moments. But as an adult,
no,
it was very crazy to see. So I've never seen that happen on a reality show.
I've never seen it either. So they bring Trevor out, and they introduce him by saying like, you know, when you first came on, everyone on social media was like, protect Trevor at all costs. We love Trevor. We stan Trevor. He's amazing. And then your ex-girlfriend came out with text messages revealing that you two were together while you were in the experiment and together when you got out of the experiment. So, and then they rolled that beautiful bean footage. They like showed those text messages yeah. between him and the girlfriend. And we, you know, it was revealed a couple weeks ago on social media that Trevor was in this relationship while he was on doing Love is Blind, and that the girlfriend was like okay with it. Like he said, I'm just going to go on this show. And he's honestly, that girlfriend, I'm embarrassed for her too, because that's an embarrassing thing to admit. That's a tough thing to admit, that like I willingly let my boyfriend go on this show.
I don't know what quite is going on with those two. Like, it's definitely odd. And at some point he's like, she's toxic. We're both toxic.
Yeah, he said
that. And I kind of buy it in a way. Like,
he didn't give an excuse, but he gave an explanation. And I was like, that honestly makes so much sense. Like, and I'm not excusing his behavior. I want to be very clear on that. But what he said did make, even though it made no sense, but it did make sense when he was like, yeah, we have such a toxic relationship. Like, I could see them just being this, like, ugh, unhealthy fucking situation.
Right.
That he's like, fuck you, I'm going on Love is Blind. But then he, like, gets hurt because he gets rejected. Because Chelsea gets asked by Jimmy. And then he's like, I love you.
Right. And that when he was going, he was probably, like, hoping to find someone new.
Because
he couldn't break up with her.
Yeah.
Maybe. And it explains maybe why she was so pissed. I think the interesting thing is there was just such hard fucking receipts. He had no wiggle room.
None.
To lie. So we
None.
Had to watch him lie. And then they would say, but you said, I love you. And he's like, she wasn't my girlfriend.
And then
they're like, why did you say I love you to someone who wasn't your girlfriend?
Right.
And it didn't make sense.
Right.
It's like you had a month to come up with explanations for everything. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Because he knew those texts were out there.
But what explanation could you?
I don't know, but he didn't have any. Like,
right.
And he did try to lie, though. That's what's weird. Instead of just saying, yeah, I have no explanation, I acted like a toxic piece of shit.
He did eventually say that.
He kind of did, but it's like, he did try to wiggle out of it initially.
Yes.
By saying she wasn't my girlfriend.
But then Nick was like, well, why do you say I love
and
you?
And he didn't even have, like, he could have said maybe something like, we were really close friends who fucked. And I was like, I love you. And I meant it as a friend. Like, he didn't even try to do something like that.
Right.
So that's what I mean by, like, you couldn't come up with something in a few weeks that maybe worked, or just completely be like, I couldn't come up with anything that works. So yeah, I'm a piece of shit. What else do you want from me to say? Like, why did he even come? That's what I don't get.
Yeah, why did he?
Because he was like, I want to leave.
Yeah, that was the craziest part when he looked at Nick and he said, can I leave?
Like, he didn't even want to stay there. So it's like, it's surprising he even came. I did kind of like what he said to Chelsea.
What did he say?
He basically was like, I don't know these people any explanation, but I do feel like I owe you an explanation. So
yes.
If you want to have that conversation privately, then we can do that. So I thought that was kind of good on his part.
Yeah.
Even though they do seem like a nightmare couple. So I can't imagine those two having a conversation. Like,
yeah.
It's like maybe they're made for each other. Who the fuck knows?
They,
like,
didn't even ask Chelsea why she was flirting with Trevor at the lake party.
No, this is like one of the worst decisions on production end I've ever seen. Just never asking her anything except for the one stupid question we've heard ad nauseum about Megan Fox.
Right.
Like, I get they had to mention it, but that's it.
But we've talked, we're done. We're done that discourse.
We're done with that discourse. And it's like so much has happened since then that's way more interesting. They didn't even touch the lighter stuff. It was as if Jess and Jimmy were a couple. I do want to comment on one more thing. I was kind of touched by Brittany and Kenneth.
Yes, I was too.
That was a surprise for me.
That was a
surprise.
That
they were friends, and she seems like a really nice woman. Like,
she seems like a really nice person.
So that made me happy that they had sort of worked out things and were friends. And he kind of recognized how bad he looked.
Yes.
So I did like seeing that because he came off really bad on the show.
Yeah, he did come off really bad. But I think, God, that woman has a lot of grace.
Oh, my God.
Like, she really does.
Yeah, so that those are my thoughts.
That was a touching moment. Anyway, that's it. I think I'm going to put a timestamp for the people who do not give a shit. I'm going to put a little timestamp.
Okay.
At the beginning and the end.
Anything else you watched?
Seeking Sister Wives.
Oh yeah.
Seeking Sister Wife. I'm sorry. Seeking Sister Wife season 5, maybe. It's so good already. Only the first 2 episodes are out, Desi, but it is so good. Garrick and Danielle are back and they are in full force. They're already hunting for a new Brazilian sister wife. They got one in their sights, but there's a little problem with the visa.
They can't find someone. Look,
that was the question that Garrick's brother-in-law has for him in episode 2.
Because why always have this obstacle that they've already been through?
Garrick has a fetish for Brazilian women.
Okay.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Clearly. But he, I'm not going to like reveal too much because I want you to witness
it. Okay, I'm going to watch it.
But Garrick says some of the most disgusting things I've ever heard when he's trying to like justify in a Christian way why he needs to bust loads into like multiple women. It's so funny.
Oh, I'm sick.
He like gives a Christian explanation for why he needs to like nut everywhere.
What are the other couples that are back?
The only other couple that's back, is the Davis family.
Okay.
Who I love. So it's
the one with like the big bed.
The big they just got an even bigger bed. So Kara refers to them as Slick Nick and Wilson Phillips.
This guy is living the life.
Dude, this guy's I honestly mad respect for him because I don't know how this, I'm in awe of him every time he's on my screen because he is literally now they have a small child, but right. He's a stay-at-home dad and his job is, I'm a thinker.
He educates himself.
And then the women think of like, he's just so smart. Like he shouldn't have a job. He's too smart to have a job.
Yeah. And the women were basically all buying this house together or supporting him.
Yeah.
And he's like, I read philosophy. Like he's that guy. And it's just like, okay, you're a scholar.
Yeah.
That's not a career anymore.
So,
sir.
It's one guy and 3 wives and they want to bring in a 4th wife.
See, I buy that Nick needs that much pussy.
I buy it.
Because he wants to fuck a lot.
But he doesn't frame it in a Christian way. And
no,
I appreciate that.
I like that too.
I appreciate that. And this is like the instance where I'm like, I genuinely believe that his wives are like so into this.
Of all the polygamy I've ever seen in my lifetime, this is the only time I've been like, that seems like everyone's having a good time.
Yeah.
It truly is the only time,
no.
Even though I would never put up with him.
No, like, no, but they all like seem to really like him and he seems to treat them well in terms of like, he's not an asshole to them.
And he's truthful.
He's honest.
Like I think the Christianity thing would drive me up a fucking wall because I would just admit you want to fuck a lot of women. Like,
right.
Just fucking admit it.
No, Garrick literally says, he says, when they're talking about the Holy Ghost, that's
I don't want to know. I hate him. Like, he is fucking awful.
He's
like,
disgusting.
He needs a comeuppance, and I need to see it on television, like, yeah, ASAP. Like, I need him taken the fuck down. Danielle needs to do something.
It's in Danielle's hands. She holds more power than she knows. All she has to do, and this is my fantasy for her, which is, like, complete never going to happen, but in my fantasy, she leaves him for a hot Brazilian woman.
Yes.
And she's in a wonderful, healthy, supportive, hot relationship with a beautiful woman that Garrick has nothing to do with.
And she takes all of his money.
Yeah.
So he has no money or anything to get a woman with. Like,
yeah. And all he's left with is his Versace aviator shades.
I need him taken down so bad. Like, I can't remember the last time I wanted someone destroyed so bad. Like, he just needs it. What an ego.
He is so gross. He's so disgusting. And just the way he frames it, it's like, we don't want to hear your fucking holy reasoning for this.
I'm sickened.
Don't give me a fucking moral reason for why you want to fuck a lot of bitches.
Yeah.
Just say you want to fuck a lot of bitches.
He could be a king if he was like Nick.
Yeah.
We would all
love
him.
See, I accept Nick. Because he's honest.
And he's so happy.
And he's happy.
He is so... I've never seen a happier man on TV in my life.
I feel... like, I have never felt like any of these women were in danger around him or unhappy with him. I feel like this is an egalitarian situation.
Do you remember on the last season where the new wife, before they were married, he took her on a date to, like, a wings place?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, that is killer.
Yeah.
Like,
so
he wined and dined her at like a fucking buffalo wild place.
I don't even remember that. All
I just remember because it was comical that was their big date and she got all dressed up.
Yeah.
And like he's kind of dressed up and they're sitting at like a two top, high top thing.
Yeah.
Just eating like whatever fried food. And yeah. I was like, this guy knows how to live.
But
like,
the way he's a salesman. The
yes.
way he presents it is he's like, I'm taking my girl out on the town. I'm wining and dining her and they end up at a fucking Chili's.
This guy walks the walk.
He does.
And by that, I mean, he acts like it's something better than it is.
No.
But he's convincing. Like,
so they got like a 12-foot long bed, like wide, like a 12-foot wide bed that's like in the first episode. And he says, the only other person who's purchased this bed from this company, the guy said, is a Denver Nugget.
That is also how you know they are so happy, because they want to sleep in the same bed together.
They all sleep in the same
like,
bed.
That is out of control. Like,
yeah.
Never.
Yeah. They just get a custom-made 12-foot wide bed.
Because if I'm in a polygamist relationship, I'm like going to want my own room to get away from everybody. Like, I'm going to need my alone time.
No, it's funny because they all have this like bedroom they all sleep in, but then they have the boom boom room,
yes.
which is like a separate bedroom just for their intimacy.
How thin are those walls, do you think?
Dude.
Because it looks like a McMansion type place. You know those walls are very thin. And he goes hard.
Yeah.
You know that guy bangs.
That guy bangs. That guy bangs for a long time. He probably takes all kinds of fucking herbs.
He's going hard on these women. He's bending them over and the walls in the house are shaking.
Yeah.
And they're all laughing. They're like, whatever. She's getting, you know that they're proud.
They're proud.
They're like, she's getting her good. She's going to come down like she was on a hobby horse. Like, don't you get the feeling they like talk to each other like girlfriends?
Yes.
But they're fucking the same guy?
Yes. Yes.
That's why that couple I can fuck with. Like,
yeah.
Couple, whatever. That's not even triple. A throw. It's a quadruple.
It's a quadruple.
all the other ones make me fucking like shake with rage.
No, there's a new couple who are looking for someone. They're looking for a third. And this guy's a real dick to his mom. They're just watching he talks bad. I don't like the way he talks to his mother. Because his mom is like sitting there at the kitchen table with him. And she's like, this is weird. She's like, why are you doing this? Like,
good for her.
She doesn't understand it.
And imagine how disappointed you'd be in your son.
And he's just like, you can't tell me what to do with my life. But he's like 45.
Ugh, these guys are disgusting.
This guy has a bad attitude. And then the last couple that we've met so far is a reverse situation where the woman is looking for a wife.
Oh.
But really the situation that we all know is going on is she's bisexual, but she's never been with a woman before.
Okay.
And so she's married to this man. And this is really all just, come on. We all just know you want to fucking scissor a little bit because you never did that before. Which
but that's unusual though, because a lot of times these polygamous couple throuples.
Well, he's not going to fuck this woman.
So it's just for her?
It's just for her. But they're going to call it a sister wife situation.
Really? Even, I feel like that breaks the premise of the show.
Yeah.
Like, that's a different show.
That's a my wife is bi and never fucked any chicks.
Yeah.
Ladies, let me just tell you from experience, before you end up with some guy, please fuck some ladies.
Yeah. That's crazy. Cause that doesn't seem like it's exactly what the show is about, even though it's interesting.
No, but the girl that they were like courting, she's a real piece of work. She's got some bad eyebrows.
That's crazy to me that the guy that it's not, cause I was going to say before you told me that aspect, these people don't usually have foursomes.
No.
Like it's usually he fucks them all separately. They don't do a thing together.
And that's my big problem with this is, if I was in, I would never be in this situation. But if I was, I'd be like, well, we should all have sex. Cause what am I getting out of this?
Yeah.
Like if we're not all having sex, we don't have to all have sex at the same time. But like, why are we all having romance together?
Yeah.
Like why can't the women and I also date?
Yeah.
If you're
the guys would lose it at that point. That's the issue.
Well, then it's not.
No, it's not fair. It's kind of like how a lot of poly couples I know where it's like, is the woman also fucking around or is it just the guy?
you know what I mean? Well, like, yeah, but you would hope.
I want it to be both sides.
You would hope that both people in the couple in an open relationship are having an equal amount of fucking.
Yeah. That's what I want to know.
At least that's how I would want it if I was
be.
Kind of relationship.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to definitely. I have a lot of TV to watch this weekend.
Oh, it's so good, Desi.
I'm excited.
It's so good. They're back. It's back with a vengeance. I'm so happy.
I actually miss Nick.
Slick Nick.
And I actually feel like they could have their own show. I would probably
watch it. I would watch it 100%.
Because that's some like, unlike Ashley Simpson, you know their day-to-day life is very fascinating. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'll watch those women put it together a hamster hut. And it's probably hilarious because they're good time gals, ladies.
I want to watch them grocery shop. What do they buy at the grocery
store?
They're
funny. Like
they are these funny. Women, the women are funny.
So I get it. This is like the one I get.
Like I would hang out with these people.
Oh my God. I want to go to dinner at their house. I want to flirt with Nick. Like I think I'd get a little.
Watch out.
I think I'd get a little excited.
Watch out because he'd probably be into you.
I feel like he's almost into everyone.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He really,
because he's doesn't a fucking have a type. Flirt. He's a flirt.
Yeah.
A flirt. And I would get a little titillated if he kind of flirted with me. Cause you know, he's a charmer.
He has to be a total charmer.
And I would probably be, I'm not going to fuck Nick, but I would probably be like, oh my God, Nick flirted with me. That was crazy.
Yeah.
I'd be a little like, I don't want to say turned on, but I would be like titillated.
Excited.
I'd be like, ooh, he fucking flirted with me. Cause he's the type I know that type.
We need to get them on the pod.
I love them.
No, I love them too. And we
should follow them on social and see if we can get them to come on. At least one of them.
At least any one of them.
Please. I want Nick.
I know. I want Nick too. Cause I want to know. I just will be like, what is it like? Do you wake up every day and just go like, ah, I got the life.
He is living the dream. He should write a book.
And to his credit, he is, now that they have a small child who's adorable, by the way, he is doing stay-at-home father duties.
That's what I mean. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
He just wanted a bunch of wives. And he has the capacity to make them all happy somehow.
Yeah.
I don't know where he gets the energy.
I don't know.
And they're looking for a fourth?
They're looking for a fourth.
That's got to be, I bet you that's the hard one.
Right.
To get in, right?
Because
three, it's kind of like, Three is already hard. Four, it's like, where do I fit in?
Because maybe that woman's like, you know, there's this other couple that's looking for a third person.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to be their third.
Yeah, you got to figure
this
you want.
So this would be five people.
This is like, you're like, I'd prefer being someone's second or third. Third, maybe. Like fourth, like that's getting a lot of wives.
Yeah.
Do you know what I just feel like also, how are you going to guarantee they all get along? Like he already struck gold.
He struck gold.
Like what's the chances a fourth woman's going to come along and fit in perfectly?
Right.
You don't want to disrupt what you have.
You don't want to disrupt the pH balance of this perfect
situation. It is delicate. it is fucking delicate because you bring in the wrong woman, you could fuck up the three you already have.
Yeah.
Easily. I mean, you'll see that starts to happen on Sister Wives or Wife, whatever.
Sister Wives.
Like,
yeah.
He brings it. He flies too close to the sun. Like he had it going with what he had.
Right.
And then he brought in a toxic person.
Ooh. Well, as I told Desi, I just started watching Sister Wives.
I'm not much further beyond you.
Okay.
But
I'm only on, I think I just started season two.
Yeah.
I just started season two.
Yeah. I mean, to me, Robin was bad right away, but maybe you just didn't, maybe I'm looking and maybe I'm too harsh.
I don't know anything about this family beyond their names.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to get to the point where Kara started recapping the show, which is probably much later on.
Yeah. Cause this is many seasons.
It's many seasons. So
I know I was trying to find I hate the search function on iTunes or Apple podcast.
You have to click
it's
on the
so
tab.
Hard.
You have to click on the tab that says your library.
I know, but it's still things don't pop up. And I know.
I wish there was like tags. You could put tags on the episodes that would show up. In the podcast app. I don't know if that exists.
It's just because sometimes I'll search a show and I know Kara has multiple episodes and I'll get like one. And I'm like, should I type in something else?
Yeah.
Like has she?
Maybe just type in sister.
I'll do that. It's multiple podcasts though, because I follow a bunch of recaps. I've done the library search. I still think it's not great.
Okay, what'd you eat?
Did I have anything good? I don't think
I don't think either of us ate anything good this week.
I did make a pie yesterday.
What kind of pie?
I made the sour cream apple crumb.
Yum.
It was really good. I had apples and sour cream. It was pie day.
Is that why you made a pie?
Yeah.
Nice.
I did.
Just for fun?
I did, because I had a few things. I actually didn't make my pie crust. I had a frozen one because I had made a chicken pot pie a few weeks ago. And I was like, I'll just make a pie. I had everything.
Yeah.
And, sometimes you can use a store-bought pie crust, and it's fine.
They're good.
It's fine.
I like the Marie Callender's ones.
The Trader Joe's one I thought was pretty crispy. Like, it was good. It came out good. So I did make that, but now I have literally like a huge pie with one slice taken out of it.
What are you going to do? You should bring it to my brother.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
Passing off my leftovers.
Oh,
to him.
You are?
Yeah.
Well, I might have some leftovers for you guys on Sunday if I do the corned beef. It's not, you can fit it in, incorporate it into your protein.
Oh my God. It's already the 15th. Holy shit. Oh, speaking of which, for Patreon, Desi and I will be recapping the Lindsay Lohan movie, Irish Wish.
Yeah.
Impossibly hard title to say.
Irish Wish.
Irish Wish. Irish Wish.
Is that on Netflix?
It's going to be on Netflix.
Is it dropping like today?
No, it drops on St. Patrick's
Day. Really?
Yes.
Oh.
So, okay. So before the end of the month.
Yeah. It's not like you have to watch it.
We're not going to.
Before St. Patrick's
Day.
It's a classic movie that can be enjoyed
any time of year. But that will be the $10 Patreon movie. This month is the Lindsay. We're going to recap it. In addition to some Law and Order.
Yeah.
Also, we'll do that. Okay. I remember what I ate.
Oh.
Because I had an injury.
Oh, God.
Because I was injured. I watched the Oscars, obviously, on Sunday, and I decided to make an entire fucking... I made the whole box of Trader Joe's Spanakopita. And I, of course, do this every time. I bit into one way too fast. I should have let it cooled off a little bit. and it exploded in my mouth and it burned like every surface of the inside of my mouth. So I texted Desi. I'm like, I can't record tomorrow. My mouth is like destroyed.
You know, it's funny. Even after hearing that story yesterday, when I make the pie, I broke off a piece of the crust immediately after taking it out and popped it in my mouth and it did the sizzle. I was like, even after I heard your story, I still fucking, I will never not do it.
No, I was injured.
I was crazy injured.
It hurts so bad. I'm such an idiot.
You got to be careful. This is like a very, kids who grew up in the 80s and 90s know.
Yeah.
Because we were the children who grew up on like pizza rolls and like things that are
hot
really
pockets.
Hot that pop and you bite it too and it squirts into your mouth.
Molten cheese.
Yeah. I've had like burns of dripping things on my lip where it was like an onion or a sauce burble or bubble that drips down your legs and your burn is literally the shape of a drip.
It's so embarrassing.
It's so embarrassing.
It's so bad.
So yeah, I totally get it. Because sometimes you want to eat something when it's really hot too. But not that hot.
It was good, but I fucking destroyed my mouth.
Was it juicy?
It was a spanakopita bite.
So the spinach squirt back?
It was like the whole like filling. Okay. It was like
popped,
the cheese.
Yeah.
It popped in my mouth and it just fucking touched several surfaces. Like it felt like it touched every and even like a part of my throat. Like because I was like,
and
like it dripped out.
And then you don't spit it out. You try to cool it down in your mouth. You're like, but it's like doesn't work.
No, it was literally the first one. So every other bite of spanakopita was painful, but I ate the whole box.
Well, that's funny. That's so crazy.
Yeah.
That hasn't happened to me in a while.
It was
that bad.
Dumb. It was such a dumb bitch move. And then I made soup the next day and I burnt my mouth again.
That's usually how I burn my mouth because I have to sip it in the pot and this like some onion.
Well, you got to taste it while you're cooking it.
And it's boiling.
Yeah.
You're like, you blow on it for 1 second.
No.
You're like, no.
I'm so impatient. It's so stupid.
I do want to cook more recipes. Like, you know, good things. Because I feel like I get in a rut.
Yeah, recipe rut.
I need to go through. I have, like, bought 2 salad cookbooks.
Oh, yeah. I've heard about these salad cookbooks.
So I haven't heard about
you making a salad, but I've heard about these salad books.
I read them. The problem is, it's like, salads are hard because there's so much chopping. You have to really like get fresh ingredients.
You know what it is? It's the washing and the drying of all the produce and the chopping and like so many different components.
Well, and also you have to literally buy stuff fresh and make it that day.
Yeah.
Because once it sits for a day or two, it's like, I don't want to eat that in a salad. It's already getting a little off. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, it's like, I can't. I'm going to try to do a few recipes, but I'm going to do my, what is it? St. Patrick's Day. I'm going to try to get that together.
Yeah.
And then
get it together.
I'll do my really good sauteed cabbage. Oh, I love it. That's my favorite.
Well,
side.
We're all very excited.
So yeah, that's what we have looking for. It's my Irish wish. It's my Irish wish.
I'm so happy for you.
Okay.
We'll see you. Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.